理课堂听 class.com。
Help for the sick. Jesus and the disciples were on their way home from a Jewish place of worship called the synagogue. They stopped by Simon's house and found Simon's mother-in-law had a very bad fever. Simon asked Jesus to come quickly. As Jesus stood over the woman and took her hand in his, the fever went away. Then the woman got up, went to her kitchen, and fixed food for her guests. Before the day ended, people began bringing their sick relatives and friends to Jesus for healing. Jesus put his hands on them while he spoke. He made them well and drove the evil spirits out of their bodies. Later, Jesus went into the cities to preach and heal the sick. A leper in the crowd came up to him.
"If you will, you can take away my illness," he said.
Jesus took pity on the man. He touched him, and the leprosy was gone. Jesus told the man not to tell anyone what had happened. But the man was so filled with joy that he told everyone he met about the wonder Jesus did for him. No matter where Jesus went, the people found out where he was and crowded around him. One night he was staying at a small house in Capernaum. As soon as people learned Jesus was in town, they filled the house and formed a line outside. Some men brought their friend to see Jesus. The man could not walk, so they carried him on a stretcher. When they saw the lines of people waiting to see Jesus, they knew it would be impossible to get through the crowd. The four men lifted their friend onto the roof and removed some roofing to make a hole. Then they lowered the stretcher down where Jesus sat. When Jesus saw their great faith, he spoke to the sick man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Jesus told the man to get up from his stretcher. "Take your mat with you and go to your home," he said. The man got up immediately, and everyone was amazed at how well he could walk. The Water of Life. Jesus and the disciples were traveling through Samaria one hot day when they reached a well. The disciples went into the city, but Jesus stayed behind to rest. Soon, a Samaritan woman came along carrying pots to draw water.
"May I have a drink of water?" Jesus asked her.
The woman was very surprised that he asked her for water. Jesus was a Jew, and Jews did not normally talk to Samaritans.
"If you knew who you were talking to, you would want me to give you a drink of my water," Jesus said.
The woman laughed because Jesus had no pots of water with him.
"The kind of water I give brings eternal life," Jesus told her. "You would never be thirsty again."
The woman said she would like some of that water, so Jesus told her to bring her husband to the well.
"I have no husband," she said.
Jesus told the woman that she had had five husbands and was living with someone else now. The woman was surprised because what Jesus told her was true. She ran home to tell everyone she had met the real Messiah. Hebrew for Christ. John is arrested. Kings had much power when Jesus lived. They did almost anything they wanted. King Herod had taken his own brother's wife for himself. Her name was Herodias. John the Baptist knew it was against God's laws to take another man's wife. He told Herod that he should not have done this. The king was angry, but not as angry as Herodias. She thought John should be killed for criticizing her marriage to the king. King Herod knew in his heart that John was a good man. He didn't kill him, but put him in prison instead. Sometime later, Herod planned a great party to celebrate his birthday. Herodias' daughter, Salome, was brought out to dance for the king. She was a very good dancer. When she finished dancing, the king asked what reward he could give her. Salome ran to speak with her mother and then came back.
I would like you to give me the head of John the Baptist on a plate,
she said. Herod did not want to kill John, but he could not break a promise in front of so many people. He ordered John killed. Preaching. Jesus chose 12 disciples to follow him and learn about his teachings. They were Matthew, the tax collector, Peter, the fisherman, Andrew, John, Bartholomew, Thomas, Thaddeus, Simon, Philip, Judas Iscariot, and two men, both named James. Jesus wanted to spend time with the disciples, but so many people wanted to hear him speak that there wasn't a building big enough to hold them. Jesus decided to go up on a mountaintop so everyone could hear him. The things Jesus taught the people were different from things the priests taught in the synagogues. He said it was against God's commandments to kill a person. But it was also evil just to think about killing someone. He told everyone to think and behave kindly toward one another. They must be especially good so they would set an example for unbelievers. The person with a pure heart will be blessed, he said. That person will see God. Jesus told the disciples that some people would criticize them for being his followers. He said they must be kind to people trying to hurt them. Treat others the same way you would like to be treated. When Jesus told a story, he put a message in it so the disciples would understand him better. A story like this was called a parable. Jesus told a parable about two houses. The man who believes in me is like the man who dug a deep foundation for his house. When the floods came and shook the house, it stood firm, he said. But if a man hears me and does not believe me, he is like the man who built his house on top of the earth. He had no foundation. So when the floods came, his house washed away. He wanted the disciples to understand how important it was for them to have a solid foundation in God's laws. One day, Jesus preached to a crowd by the sea. Many people gathered on shore, so he went on board a ship. He spoke to the crowd from out in the water, telling them a parable about seeds. A man went out to plant seeds in his garden. Some seeds fell on rocks and the birds ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil. They sprouted but didn't live long. Some seeds fell in weeds, and their growth was choked out. But other seeds landed on rich, pure soil. Those seeds grew into many healthy plants. The people wondered what Jesus meant by his parable. But the disciples began to understand. You are the sowers of God's word, Jesus said to the disciples. You will spread the word to many people, but only a few will listen. They will become the fruit of God's earth. Jesus wanted to tell the people about the kingdom of heaven. He chose many other parables, such as, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that is planted. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Only his disciples were explained the meanings of these parables. The Wild Man. When the boat landed on the other side, Jesus walked out onto the shore. A man had watched the boat from the cave where he lived. He was a wild-looking man who had been driven mad by evil spirits. Just then the men recognized Jesus walking towards him. He ran to Jesus and fell on the ground before him. A loud voice cried out from deep within him.
"Don't hurt me, Jesus," it said.
Jesus asked the man his name, and he told them, "Legions," because he was filled with so many demons. The demons were very afraid because they knew who Jesus was. They left the man and went over to a herd of grazing pigs. The pigs squealed wildly. They ran over a cliff into the sea where they drowned. The men who tended the pigs took off for the city to tell people what had happened. A group of people soon came to the shore to see Jesus. They saw the wild man sitting calmly next to Jesus and were very impressed.
"Let me go with you," the man said to Jesus.
But Jesus told him to go back and spread the word about what God had done for him.